paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. This afternoon, my name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program today, as I am every day, Monday through Fridays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Monday nights, I'm on Revelation Radio Network. You can find that on Blog Talk Radio, Watchmen for Jesus, sponsored by Revelation Radio Network, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Monday night. And then Tuesday through Friday nights, I have a Bible study. We hit the ground running, 7:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on the Watchman for Jesus program. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. I have a Facebook, Tom Gamble, and then I have a Facebook with the Watchmen for Jesus program featured there, and it's quadrupled since we started it. And y'all welcome this afternoon. I put up here the coming world crisis that I was going to speak about some time ago. I'm going to talk about it today, and I'm going to talk about the rise of the avatars. That'll get some people's attention, because I don't think people have any idea really what avatars really are in reality. And how they've affected our lives is just beyond your imagination. Avatars are human beings that's been chosen because of their satanic origin, the satanic influence linked up with the Illuminati inner families, the Italians and Germans, Aldo Brandini, Medici, Borgia, Chagi, Gaetana, just several, 13 to be exact. And 13 outside Illuminati families, I think John Coleman, and before he's turned around or whatever, Strangmeyer, talks about them, but they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Sometimes they pretend to be on your side, on the side of the good. In reality, they are required by protocol to expose themselves, but they do it in such a way that the normal public, 90% of the public, have no clue what they're being told. Does that make sense? But they have to expose themselves. They have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. You see, God requires his prophets to tell you what's going to happen before it happens. You think he would require less of the enemy? The enemy can't do anything God won't allow. The enemy does not have full reign. The enemy is there because of free will they choose. But God allows evil to persist for now, to ferret out those that's going to be obedient to him and those who's going to follow Satan. You see how that works? Family, this is not about Clyde Bundy. This is not about Fukushima. This is not about Nibiru or Freeman Enterprises naming all the secret societies. That's nothing. That is nothing. Queen Elizabeth, the Pope, all that, that's small potatoes compared to what's coming. There's nothing. What we think is the most important, the biggest issues in the news, man, is nothing but a vapor in the wind of what's yet to come. You see, there was a study done recently, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a minute. There's a study done recently about would Jesus Christ, if he returned, which he is going to return, would he approve of Christianity today? It was like, 5,000, 6,000 yes, and it was like 30,000 no. It's like 84% out of 100% said no, he would not approve it. And like 87%. It was an astronomically large number that Jesus would not approve. Now, that should, you would think, stir people to then try to improve it, right? But that's not what the purpose of the survey is. See, the purpose of this kind of survey is not for good at all. The purpose of the survey, in reality, from their own planning processes, is to determine how much more they must mitigate and downplay Jesus and the religions that controls people, to where religion is now just a nasty word. And it already is. Because what they're going to do then is destroy all religion, and the Vatican is up to this. Yeah, they are. To bring in the Christ consciousness, where we're all one in Christ, in the Christ, the T-H-E Christ, a new age Christ, Yeshua. That we're all gods in the making. Sound a little familiar? That's what they're heading toward. We're our own gods, is the bottom line. The next evolutionary step to man is what they're heading toward. So they now reveal their evil. They now reveal their weaknesses, their negatives. Then if that's the case, then we must find the positive. And guess who's got that? They do too. You see, Satan is prince of this world, but only for a short time. And God gives us a sign. He gives us the signs along the way to let us know how short it is getting. For those busy with Dancing with the Stars and golf and, worrying about Fukushima and all this other stuff, you're not going to see it. Those worried about rah, rah, rah with Clive Bundy. We live in a tyrannical government. All this sort of thing keeps everybody all busy. And then they had come up with the racial issues, racial cards, to keep us at odds with each other. There's more of us than them. We have more guns than they do. Who's they? We have more guns than who? Who are you talking about? See, the militia guys that's leading them, and the other side, they're not defining exactly who. The bankers, you're saying? Oh, the bankers. They shine the shoes of the Illuminati, you understand? A banker like Bernanke and Eric Holder and these guys, they're throwaways, man. They're like throwaways, like a shoeshine boy in a mall, you know. He does a good service, but that's about it. That's Eric Holder. Bernanke's, they're nothing in this game. They're throwaways. We arrested Eric Holder and Obama. So? What is Bush? They're throwaways. The supernatural is in control, as allowed by God, because of our sinful nature, going all the way back, as far back as Adam and Eve. This is what this thing all boils down to. It's that battle for your soul is what's going on today. This is what really is happening. And they've got everything in the world to keep you all busy. Now, some of you, I'm preaching to the choir. Matter of fact, maybe to all of you listening right now, that maybe there's some new ones listening on that green little bar there on the TalkStream Live. I don't know that you've not heard me for the first time, then you're probably going to be bewildered, but I'm going to lay it out. I'll lay it out every broadcast. I know some of my regular listeners have to suffer through me repeating certain things, but I do that in regards to placing the new information in position and in context, because this is a conspiracy of the highest magnitude you can even fathom in your worst nightmare. But it's allowed by God because of sin that entered the world. And again, I go back to say, God allows this for now to ferret out those who are obedient to him and those who are not. And when the rubber meets the road and his tribulations really start, a lot of these so-called evangelists and preachers and pastors and rabbis and so-called theologians out of high-level colleges, they're going to disappear just like strawberries in the wintertime. They're just going to wither and go away. Then it's going to count who's going to stand up for Jesus. That time of mouth is now. The time of acting, taking a stance is coming. You can count on that. However, we don't know the time frame. We have no idea, and neither do they. But God does. God knows exactly when. It's in his time, too. Not for us to know. Number one, you're never going to know until it happens. What are we to do then? We're to preach the gospel. Well, I'm not a preacher. I'm a computer tech. No, you're a preacher. If you're walking the face of this earth and you love God, you're a preacher. Because a preacher don't have to go to school. I studied 3 years in theology school. I'm like, oh, because that's supposed to mean something. I wrote 5 books, 10 books, or whatever. And I went, I studied the Bible, read it 5 times, 10 times. They come up with some number. For 20 years, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, so what? Does that mean something or what? What religion do you have? What preacher do you follow? That'll tell me a whole lot right there. It's not that you've spent all this time and you have all these certificates. It's whether or not you gave your life to Jesus and whether or not you're born again. Your degree in Harvard of theology means absolutely zilch. It means nothing whatsoever. Matter of fact, it counts against you because you've been taught by a humanist, Marxist scholar, of which the evidence is clear. As a fact, it's not some speculation. I've got quotes, names, dates that confirm what I've just said. You see, all colleges, all universities, all public schools, literally, and have since 1917, thereabouts, have been schools of humanism and Marxism. Every public school, bar none, behind the scenes, behind the curtain, under our very noses, have been teaching us humanism since the day whoever you are went to school. I got the evidence. You see, I'm not just making an opinion here. And every college and university, from Yale to University of California to Rochester to Harvard to MIT, I'm naming all the big ones, documented Illuminati schools. Fact. Documented. You understand this? Now, that should count for something. And those of you in them, that you're actually listening to the broadcast, should look back in the mirror, and you should look at the doctrines of humanism and realize how evil it really is and how stupid it is to even follow it, to think man will become a god. Since when? Talking about the, what do you call it, the spaghetti monster or something, or your fairy god that you all call the God of the Bible? How much of a fairy is it in fantasy to think that somewhere along the way in the future is going to be some kind of, nexus of some kind that's going to change everybody into super beings? Even the animals, they say, will they reach another level of human evolution? Really? And you call God a fantasy? Who's in charge of this so-called energy nexus that's going to turn everybody into a god? You ever thought about that? And since when? Freemasons. You're told each degree you go up, you get closer to godhood. Change your frequency. Well, what about the ones that died? They get cheated out of it? You ever thought about that? I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And then we're going to go for it today. We're going to nail it down today and all this week. We're going to talk about the coming world crisis and rise of the avatar. And I'm going to shock you today. And some of you are just not going to believe me. But if you do actually do this thing, what's this thing called? It's called research. With an open mind and no belonging to any group, organization, country, movement, whatever. And you really look for truth. You're going to find out what I'm telling you is the truth today. Yesterday it wasn't. Well, you got the point. Do your own research, for goodness sakes. And I really don't want you to believe me. If you're going to listen, don't believe me. And you search out on your own and you find out for yourself. We're going to talk about the coming world crisis. We're going to talk about the rise of the avatars. We're going to talk about the past of who they were. I'm going to tell you what they are. And we're not talking some silly movie or some TV program or something on the computer where I have my avatar. I'm talking about the real life avatars that operate among you, that actually exist and has manipulated your minds, your mother's minds, your grandfather's and your founding fathers, and all the way back to, Lord knows, the 16th, 15th, 14th century. In our history have been avatars guiding our thinking, our culture, and our civilization. And let me tell you, Jesus Christ was no avatar. Jesus Christ was God incarnated into human flesh, the creator of this universe. It came down here, Lord himself, no pun intended, Lord himself to become human, to take the sins of the world upon his shoulders. The only rub to that was for Satan. He can come back to life and we can't. How's Gomer say it? Surprise, surprise, surprise. He was defeated on the cross of Calvary around 2014 years ago. How's about that? Let's get moving. coming world crisis coming your way. Lord, we thank you today being able to come together in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, we pray in his name that he alone is our Savior. Lord, we pray today you'll accept our laying of the cross, laying the sins that we've had upon the cross, that, Father, you'll forgive them. You'll remind us of past sins left unaccounted for. The Father, to straighten out our account. And, Lord, we bring them up to you verbally. Each one will have a different sin of some kind, that, Father, that's specific, that will lay before you. And, Father, to give us rest. That, Father, we can then move on to witness the love of Jesus to everyone else. And to expose the wiles of the devil and what he uses around us to keep us straight, that we can see through his deception. Lord, we pray that you guide us along and give us that conviction, Lord, when we fall away. To Father, to use our example, as we do witness to those that try to cause interruption, that, Father, they'll be thus converted. That, Father, the Holy Spirit, that where there's two or more gathered, is that church? Is that the church we talk about, Lord? It's not the church of four walls, not the church with a name, but the church where the two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus is the church of which the Bible speaks of. Lord, to bring that church back, that, Lord, the walls of the churches today be torn down and be opened up, the religions to be eliminated, and to bring in, not the religion, Lord, but to bring in the love of Jesus, and not some religion, or not some country, and not some patriotism, or not some what other idol they have. But, Father, to only to Jesus Christ is our allegiance to. Of all kindred, nation, culture, that, Father, we all focus on the love of Jesus and to help each other. Lord, we pray for our brethren. We pray for our family members that are lost. And, Father, to give us patience, understanding, and knowledge, that, Father, we can impart that and exchange back and forth and to share with each other. Father, we pray for our veterans to wake them up, Lord, that, Father, when they come back, to render null and void with your Holy Spirit, to minimize, to take away, to reduce the effectiveness of these psychotropic drugs, even in their bodies, Lord. Your Holy Spirit knows the heart of those that are being misled and lead them in the right path to set up divine appointments with family or loved ones or even a stranger that will witness the love of Jesus to them. That when they're thinking about the suicide, that, Lord, that you will find a way in all their lives, Lord, to set them a different path, to show them that Jesus Christ loves them. Lord, we do pray for these children that are being sought after for sacrifice in the millions per year. That, Lord, by the return of Jesus, this will stop. But, Lord, that's why we pray for the return of Jesus. And, Lord, we know that before he returns, that tribulation must start to clean it all out. But, Father, that's why we pray that that's the only way it's going to happen, is through Jesus Christ. And, Father, we need that extra special prayer. And we need that power, Lord, brought upon us. And, Father, teach us to fast. Give us that courage. Give us that protection that our fasting will continue. And to put us on the right track to lift us up another notch. It's why, Father, we pray against the enemy. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, over those praying, and our family members, Lord, to hear their prayers, and everything that belongs to us. We ask you, Lord, for these giant warrior angels to be loosed from heaven and surround us and protect us, Lord. And for those giant warrior angels, Lord, and for ourselves, we pray on that belt of truth buckled around our waist. And, Lord, we pray on the breastplate of righteousness for our angels and for ourselves. And, Lord, we pray on the gospel of peace, that, Lord, it'll stand us in the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, who is our solid rock. We pray on that shield of faith and that shield of faith into our hands right now. As we take up this shield of faith, Lord, we actually will extinguish every dart and arrows launched in our direction from the enemy. And to extinguish every flaming arrow that would come against us or our family or our ministry. Lord, we pray on that helmet of salvation that it might protect our minds from the thoughts that can lead us astray. And Lord, finally, we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the King James Bible. And Lord, to pray that offensive weapon into our hands and write upon our hearts the words we need to speak. That's why, Father, we pray on this to our angels as too, that guards around us in the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we ask them to protect us around us with this full armor of God. And so, Father, as your war club and weapons of war, we ask you to break down and undam and blow up all walls of protection around all these witches, all these warlocks and wizards, Satanists and all the like, and to break the power of their curses and their vexes and their spells and charms and fetishes and their psychic prayers to tear them up and the psychic thought to destroy the thought and all witchcraft and sorcery and the magic and the voodoo and all mind control to destroy it, Lord, and the technology that causes it. The jinxes, the potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction, and the sickness and pain they cause, the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, and to break up their prayer chains. And everything else being sent my way, our way, or a family member's way of all those listening, and return it to them and the demons, to the senders right now of the ones that's sending, and then turn it back to them sevenfold, back to those that sent it out, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we ask and we pray that these lost souls, that they will find the light of your Son, Jesus, and from their own snares and traps have been set against themselves. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, so they too may be set free from the bondages of Satan. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but do deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You know, they talk about a nexus. Oh, it's in the movies and Star Trek and all this nonsense that goes around. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. That's the weakness they have. The strength is they tell you in such a way that people don't believe it. They mitigate it. That's how it works. Once you know that, then you, what I call, eat the chicken, spit out the bones. Family, we're at war. It's not a war that you think is a war. It's a supernatural war, which there's no doubt. As long as they get your mind off of the supernatural, they got you. You talk about, look, I'm a former U.S. Marine, all right? I was a former captain, infantry, 12 years. And I've always been rebellious. It's just been my nature all along. I'm not rebellious against God, but I've always spoke out, even as a young lieutenant and captain, and it didn't do so well when you speak out. I don't play golf, and I don't kiss nobody's butt. I never did, never will. I would never shoot, if I had to, anybody innocent. I would disobey an order in a doggone heartbeat. I wouldn't hesitate. My career, well, so what? What's my career worth, killing an innocent person? However, an enemy soldier, I trained them to kill as many possible in my life. I prided myself in knowing more ways to kill a man than I... Well, anyway, I'll stop there. I get radical at times. But they have our soldiers and Marines on purpose killing innocent people. It goes against the training. I know for a fact. I was at Paris Island as a commander, Alpha Company, 1st Battalion, Paris Island. I was a commander. I was a lieutenant, platoon leader, commander in 2nd Mar Div. I was a commander over in Okinawa, Japan. I've served all kinds of roles, from recruiting duty to recruit training to in the infantry and the fleet. 2 med cruises back to back. We were praying for war. Can you imagine that stupidity? But when I was a young lieutenant, I had my platoon to pray that God would give us a war. We went down to Kenya. We were supposed to be there, and Idi Amin was down there and so forth, and threatening and this, that, and the other back in 77. And we were there and said, oh, please, Lord, give us our war. We wanted to go over there so bad and kill. Yeah, you understand the training that goes in all this? You understand this? It's nothing personal. It's like a teacher learns how to teach something and a Marine learns how to kill. What's the problem? You understand the mindset here? I didn't know that all wars have been pre-orchestrated, planned, generations ahead. And that's an absolute, total fact that you will not refute. You can deny all you want. I don't give a hoot who you are. The traitors are the Joint Chief of Staff. All of them, in every services. The cowards take a blood oath. The Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasonry. To swear off the United States and pretend like they're patriots. Now, I don't know what happens when they become a major or a colonel. I think they get a lobotomy at the Naval Hospital or something. I think they suck the brains out. No, I don't have animosity at all. I'm just telling you like it is. It's got to be that. Or, if it's not that, it's because they take a blood oath against mankind for their secret societies, because they serve their own self-interest of thinking they're going to become supermen or gods of some sort in this Rosicrucian secret society membership. Oh, that's more like it, because that's exactly what they think. Well, I got news for you. Not going to happen. It's impossible. They're lying to even them. In the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which is the World Revolutionary Plan, formulated, listen to the date, May the 1st, 1776, by Adam Weishaupt. That's when it was complete, in total detail. That plan was so in detail that it horrified several of the honest Freemasons at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad in July 1782. They left that meeting at Congress Wilhelmsbad to discuss the World Revolutionary Plan in horror. I have quotes from the Comte de Raoult stating that very fact, that he was from then on horrified and traumatized, literally, from what he had heard from the explanation of how they're going to run the Revolutionary Plan. That lasts until today. Each generation is taught the precepts, the concepts, and the agenda of the World Revolutionary Plan. This is all documented. The Comte de Raoult, his biographer, Costa de Beauregard, from that point on, had written about the Comte de Raoult, that he could only speak of Freemasonry with horror. What the Freemasons don't realize, and there's a 100% chance this is going to happen, is that once they have completed the plans, once the Great White Brotherhood, as they call themselves, the fallen angels, the Shriners know about them. Other people call them aliens or ascended masters. They got different names because they're cowards too. They can't just do this straight out. They just play certain roles. They're going to kill every Freemason and their families. They will die once they have total control. Chapter 15 talks about it. An honest Freemason, once he left that meeting, he said, and I will quote what he said, quote, the Comte de Viriou, in his diary, he wrote, Tragic secrets, I will not confide them to you. I can only tell you that all this is very much more serious than you think. The conspiracy which is being woven is so well thought out, it would be impossible for the monarchy and the church to escape it. Unquote. Now, when he's talking about the monarchy, he's talking about the kingdom's people. When he's talking about the church, he's talking about the church people. What he didn't know was, apparently, was that the kings and queens were all a part of it. Because they're of the tribe of Dan. That goes back to Jacob, Isaac, Abraham, Ishmael. All this is inclusive of what we're dealing with today. Well, like I said, the biographer of the Comte de Varoux, M. Costa de Beauregard, he said, quote, "The Comte de Varoux could only speak of Freemasonry with horror." At that point in 1782, which has everything to do with today, everything to do with today, the headquarters of Illuminized Freemasonry was moved to Frankfurt, in the stronghold of German finance, and controlled by the Rothschilds, who, by the way, were German. Bauer changed their name to Rothschild to give it a Jewish flavor. And it says in the research that this was the first time in 1782 that the Jews were admitted into the order. Because previously the Jews had only been admitted to a division of the order called, I quote, "the small and constant Sanhedrin of Europe." It's not a Jewish conspiracy. This can be traced back to the bloodline, listen, the bloodline of the kings and queens today, Elizabeth, all of them in Scandinavia, in Germany, in Italy, France, wherever. All of these bloodline, kings and queens, that's the rulers of this world, their bloodline can be traced back to the tribe of Dan, and another bloodline to the pharaohs of Egypt. And if you haven't gathered it by now, the pharaohs of Egypt were not Jews. Surprise, surprise. The first Jew was Abraham. Hello. Pharaohs of Egypt migrated into Europe and became the hierarchy of power today. In other words, Queen Elizabeth can trace her generation back not only through Attila the Hun, go figure, King John, Charles Maine, keep on going, all the way back to the pharaohs of ancient Egypt. Now, y'all know about the birds and bees, right? Man gets with woman, woman gets with man, they have baby. It's called exchange of DNA of sort, all right? Well, if you go to Genesis 6:2 and 6:4, the sons of God took the daughters of men in the Old Testament before the flood. They created Nephilim. In the King James Bible, the only true word of God is the King James. And in the King James, it says giants. I mean giants. We're talking 20, 30, 40 foot. That's talked about in the Bible. After the flood destroyed these abominations because they were, listen, cannibalistic. Now, when you got giant cannibals running around, that's not very conducive to developing a relationship. So God destroyed these hybrid of fallen angels and daughters of man, copper-based DNA, iron oxide, or carbon-based DNA units, that'd be human, and some of the babies that came out of these women killed them. You worrying about a 15- to 20-pound baby? That's nothing compared to what came out of some of these women. Family, even though the book of Enoch was never written by Enoch, it does talk about these giants. Book of Enoch, taken with a grain of salt, has some truth in it. It's never written by Enoch. But it does contain some information about the fallen angels and their hybrids. Well, God destroyed it. Saved eight. It's called the Ark. DNA didn't pass through Noah, his his wife, three sons, and three wives. They started the population over again. Satan waited three generations to Nimrod, and the watchers came back, started all over again. The second wave of fallen angels. Thus began the groundwork for the pharaohs of Egypt to be hybrids. Now you understand. First wave of fallen angels, hybrids, during the time of Cain and Abel. Well, Abel didn't make it too far. Seth. The sons of God created giants. Well, they say that Seth and his bloodline of those who followed Jesus or followed God had a different DNA? No. These were fallen angels' DNA. Took the daughters of man and created Nephilim, giants, and men of renown, very strong, very big, very powerful, and they were cannibalistic. They thrive on the blood of human beings and flesh. So you can cancel out. Nobody jumped on the ark and said, "Hey, look, hey, see you later. I'm on top of it here." Oh, anybody got an umbrella? No, nobody made it. Nobody like a stupid movie Noah. A ridiculous. I walked out of it after 2 hours, had another 30 minutes to go. I couldn't handle any more of that nonsense. So I walked out of it. And I walked out of it in the middle. Excuse me. I said, "This is garbage." And I left. I couldn't handle any more. But after Noah, 8 days, eight people, excuse me, and they all separated and divided in one piece of land called Earth. Earth was not divided by water yet. Thus began the next realm of Satan's attempt, but their wings were clipped. They required, listen now, they required sacrifice of human beings, destruction of all kinds, war, to suck up, for lack of a better word, the life force of those who die anguishly in order to materialize in this world. Other ways they operate to bring their ideas and their plans to humankind is by chelas, avatars, possession, overshadowing in three different methods, from infant to adult, sacrifice of human beings, torment. These kind of emotions somehow produces energy that they suck up, and somehow they materialize. Let me say how important this is. They have a chair in the UN where when they do certain rituals at the UN, at Bilderberg, Club of Rome, they materialize these fallen angels into that meeting. They run these meetings. I don't think Alex Jones talks about this. You talk about the Bilderberger, it's ran by the fallen angels as they materialize from invocations, sacrifice of children. Family, the evil that these Illuminati members and royal families is beyond your imagination. You take the worst criminal in prison, Aryan Nation, a mass murderer, he pales in comparison to the evil contained with these people that control the world's monarchies and governments today. You'll find, if you're interested, their textbook talks about some of this, called The Signs of Christ, S-I-G-N-S, Signs of Christ, by Harold Balliaz. It's got Illuminati insignia down at the bottom. This is a textbook of the Illuminati. How about that? They're counting on you not knowing that. It teaches them what they need to know. Especially about the avatars that I'll cover here shortly. It's amazing. They call him Master Jesus, too. That's Yeshua. They get all mixed up to fool people. All the planning they're doing is going to go for naught when the real Jesus Christ comes at Armageddon. Everything else is leading up to then. And family, that's a 7-year process once the first seal is broken. And a lot of these Hagees and Mark Blitz and all these guys talking about blood moons is nonsense. It's not even in the Bible. One blood moon, Revelation 6, verses 12 to 17, is the only moon they're talking about. They got blood moons in their noses. They've been dreaming about blood moons. That's all. It's been nightmares because it's not in the Bible. They're making it up, selling books, making money off of it, and God will punish them for that. I can guarantee you that unless they renounce it and come to the truth. Because right now they're spilling out baloney. What they're doing is setting up the coming of the disclosure of the fallen angels is what they're setting up. Now, whether they know that or not, I don't know. I can't tell whether they know it or not, but they better learn it right quick because they're responsible. They have a lot of people depending on them to tell the truth, and they're not. A method of which the masters, they call them, the fallen angels, I call them, it's what they are. Create Nephilim, or create, excuse me, avatars is by physical birth or what they call appropriation of a suitable vehicle or body or a direct creation by active will, which is rare. Possession, what it boils down to. Now, I'm leading up to something here. I just run right on into the avatars now as I'm talking about it. I'm going to talk about some news a little later. I know I get ambitious, don't I? Well, here we go. All of our lives, we've been taught, you know, education and the harmony, beauty in the arts and politics and finance and science and all kinds of things. We've actually seven areas they've taught us in the schools. Education is part of the overall process. It's controlled by them. Philosophy is to hide religion, and religion is to hide Jesus Christ and the King James Bible and the true Word of God. That's what religion and philosophy is all about. All religions, bar none. Science, we've been taught up to a point. Arts, politics, and finance. Seven areas. We've been brainwashed in all schools. All schools, as confirmed by Francis Potter, all schools since 1930, he talks about, have been schools of humanism, controlled by the Freemasons, to keep everybody dumbed down. Picking out the best and then buying them off by secret societies or scholarships or whatever and troll them. Rhodes Scholarship. This all Illuminati. Everybody wants a Nobel Peace Prize, a Nobel Prize, Nobel. He's Illuminati. See what they do. Now, the way they've influenced us and our heroes of today, the Pasteurs, the Copernicus, all these scientists, artists, Michelangelo, Plato, you understand, Aristotle, Leonardo da Vinci, individuals that come up with ideas. It's three methods. It's documented. It's all documented. I'm going to tell you what those three methods are. Because I'm going to lead up to something. The first method is an impression, quote, upon the physical brain of the man or woman of thoughts, plans for work, ideas, intentions, and they emanate from the avatar. And yet will be recognized by them as being other than his own. He'll be unrecognized by him. In other words, he will think, this is my idea. I am so smart. He thinks it's coming from him. It's not. He will proceed to put them into action, unconsciously helped by the force flowing in. It's literally a form of higher mental telepathy, working on a physical level. Well, let me put it in the proper term. It's literally a form of higher demonic possession working out on physical levels. Now we have it. Now, that's the first method. I call it the IR smart method, where you think it's your ideas. It's going to change the world. It's going to revolutionized mankind's way of doing something, making a better mousetrap or something. But it's there for an influence that's going to be worldwide. You think it's your idea. It's not. Or you have a painting or something. It's a song that's going to influence people. You see what I'm talking about here? Now, the second methods is, quote, the overshadowing of the cella, C-H-E-L-A. And this is during his work, his possession, such as lecturing, writing, or teaching, and the illumination for service. Now, this one at the second level will be conscious of this. Unable to explain it, will seek more and more to be available for use. In other words, yoga, or I'm more available to receive, the conscious bringing, give me more knowledge. You understand what I'm saying here? Na 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 boo boo, da 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 da, you know, whatever. Burning candles, using the Star of David, which is a sacrifice symbol, using the pentagram, or whatever method they have of invoking these supernatural beings to give them something to think about. There you go. They render themselves up in utter selflessness to the inspiration of his Lord. Well, there we go again. Let me put it in proper terms. They render themselves up in utter selflessness to the inspiration of the demon. Okay, there we have it. Now, this is affected by the cella of the human being's ego. You understand? I are smart, and I'm getting this from outside, the beyond. You want to hear more about it? Pay me $300 and I'll teach you. That kind of thing. I'm being channeled now. Blah, 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 blah. And they do a little flippity-flop with their body. And in fact, they are. The body, the demon comes in, the fallen angel comes in, and they start speaking kind of funny. Wouldn't that be a hoot as Elmer Fudd was one? Well, wabbit, wabbit, wabbit. Hey, whoa, I didn't pay for that $300 to be here taught by Elmer Fudd how to catch rabbits. Can you imagine, though, if Elmer Fudd was one of these? But he's not. Sananda Emanuel, Saint Germain, El Moria. And in fact, let's get more specific. Y'all ever heard of Helena Blavatsky? Yeah, there you go. That's one. Another one, how about Alice Bailey? How about Spangler? How about Benjamin Crimhead? How about these guys? Now you're knowing the evil that lies within. You know, understanding where some of these people get these really great ideas is not coming from them. Here we go. Because then my ego gets boosted. That's what they count on. Now, they talk about the forces flowing through what they consider to be the astral permanent atom. It's only possible when what they refer to as the fifth petal is unfolded. Now, here comes the third method, and this is a humdinger. This is the conscious cooperation of the cella, the human, is necessitated in the third method of overshadowing. In this case, this individual will, and with full knowledge of the laws of his being and nature, surrender himself, step out of his physical body. Y'all ever heard of astral travel? Boy, can that be a rush or what? Can that give you power to say, man, I stepped out of my body? Have you ever done that, they say to you? And they'll say, and they can do that when they practice because they're helped by the demonic entities around them. God's pulled away from you. Holy Spirit's gone, man. Man, you're on your own. You're at the mercy. Now, what they're doing, and I quote, they're handing it over. That means your body, handing your body over that's still alive and heart beating in a kind of a meditative state. You can call it euphoria if you want. I'm going to give you an example for it in a minute. They hand it over for the use of the, I quote, the great Lord, or one of his masters. There comes your fallen angels, sons of God, demons, is what we're talking about. They call them masters to give it a flavor. But they say that this is only possible in the case of a chela, who's brought all the three lower bodies into alignment, necessitates the unfolding of the sixth petal, they call it. And by an act of conscious will, they render up their body and they stand aside for a specific length of time. Now, if you'll stand by 1 second for me, please. One minute, I'll be right back. Damn. Okay. A little disruption there. So now, that third method, I apologize for that, family. I have some things going on here. All right. This unfolding of the sixth petal is by an act of conscious will, they render up their body and stand aside for a specific time. Now, let me ask you something. Let's say that you put all your money in your life into what's called a Lamborghini. And you drive your Lamborghini or your Mercedes or whatever you want to call it, your favorite car, down to one of the crime-ridden parts of town. And you leave the doors open, just throw them open, no problem, and put a GPS in there and some flashing lights and you leave it there for a day or for a night. What's going to happen? You think your Lamborghini is going to be there when you get back? No, it won't be. It's the same thing when you render your body up for use by these fallen angels and demons. They'll take over your body. They can render themselves unapparently there until such time they come out of nowhere and start acting and causes you to act up. Act out of line, act out of flavor, act out of, what's wrong with John? I don't know, man. He's acting awful crazy lately. Yeah. This is what goes on, family. This is the reality. Now, what's happening today, by us pulling away from God, God pulls away from the country, from the people, and allows demonic entities of that continent to start taking over people. These fallen angels are looking for bodies. Now, what you're going to start seeing, and to say acting out of character is the understatement, is for people to start acting out of character in a really big way and go back to cannibalism. Family's already started. These fallen angels are looking for bodies, as in the days of Noah. Now you understand what I'm talking about here. I mean, it's all documented. Now, these methods of overshadowing will largely be used by the great Lord, the masters of wisdom. Well, that's your fallen angels. And you know where they get all their planning from every year? Write it down, look it up. The Wesak Festival. Wesak, W-E-S-A-K, in Mount Shasta, California. Now, I'm going to hit you with something here. You Catholics, you better buckle up. The second or middle method of appropriation of a suitable vehicle or body, where they take on a body, is one of the most frequent employed. Six of these fallen angels, they call them masters. Others would call them aliens or whatever. It goes back to the 1970s. In 1970s, one of them went to India, another was in England, two were in Northern America, and one was in Central Europe. And another great sacrifice, they call it, to have taken the Russian body in the desire to act as a peace center in Russia back in the 70s. The chelas and avatars were operating. And there are certain initiates of the third initiation that took on feminine bodies. Indira Gandhi. One was in India. And in due time from the 1970s, did much toward the emancipation of women in India. That was an avatar. Using the body of a woman. while another had a peculiar work to do in connection with the animal kingdom and awaiting the day of his appearing. Now, Catholics, here comes your buckle up time. And their planning process is what I discovered, that the one they call the Master Jesus, it's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That the Master Jesus they call is Sananda Emmanuel. He will take on a physical vehicle. And with certain of his cellas, they will affect a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. Okay. A re-effect, a spiritualization of the Catholic churches. In other words, to be breaking down the barriers separating the Episcopal and Greek churches from the Roman. Family, this has already started. This was written in 1977-78. Now you see what Francis is doing now. They're showing you the evil of the churches. They're showing you how it controls. They're showing you that the Jesuits, and how evil they are and all that. This is part of the plan. The Catholic Church is doing this themselves. Because they're going to re-spiritualize into the ancient mystery schools of religion based on Christ's consciousness. We're all one in Christ. All religions come together. Even Billy Graham is supporting this now. I played this yesterday in his own words. Family, it's happening. Now, you can deny it. You can run away. You can even go to another broadcast if you want to. It's not going to change the facts of what's happening. And I'm telling you what's getting ready to go down. Now, the way they're setting this up is a trap. I have here April the 20th, April the 20th, 2014. Well, gosh, that was 9 days ago. I'd say it's pretty up to date. And it talks about, and it's all over the Internet. This is how they're doing it, through the Internet. Not TV yet. TV will be for the quiet, for the unaware, which is about 90% of American population. They'll be watching their soap operas, Dancing with the Stars, or I don't know, some stupid golf game, or some who knows what on the TV. And all of a sudden, their little old TV is going to get cut off. And it pops a message from the Pope or from the President or whoever they want to throw up there in front of you. It don't matter. The TV rules. They got their attention then. And what he's going to say is introduction of disclosure about we are in touch with alien beings. We're now making this public knowledge. Now, what happened, as I explained yesterday, when it went on the radio in Orson Welles, it was funded by the Rockefellers, financed through Princeton University, as a psychological warfare experiment, October 30th, 1938, War of the Worlds broadcast. That was a test. Whoa, stark panic of about 1 million people. So since 1938, now we got a little busy in 1939-41. It's called World War II. Yeah. And the UFOs they saw during that period of time, they were the fallen angels that could assume the shape and form of a UFO because they can manipulate their particles. That's why they said, man, that thing was going 4,000 miles per hour and did right ankle turns. Yeah, nothing physical could do that. That's right. It wasn't physical. So by 1945, they had to really throw it up with Roswell. After World War II began the setup for the big lie of aliens. They had to lay the groundwork. The Freemasons had to be formed up for NASA to convince the public that space travel was possible beyond the Van Allen Belt, which is a lie. All the astronauts were Freemasons. They take a blood oath to lie to the American public. You want to challenge it? No problem. I'll give you word for word of what the blood oaths are, first 3 degrees from 1952 to 1987. And they're the same. I would not belong to an organization where I'd swear to God to tell a lie. I don't mince words. Now, April the 20th, 2014, this is just one of many. You know, they have university. I am university. Melchizedek University. To teach you to be a fallen angel. Teach you to be an ascended master. Or teach you how to be a god. Can you imagine Cletus and Martha? Hey, Cletus, where are you going, boy? You're supposed to be out in the woods. You're supposed to be out there, boy, on the farm. No, Mom. I'm going to learn how to be a god at I Am University. No, Elroy, his brother, he's going to Melchizedek. Can't spell it, but I'm going to Melchizedek anyway. I kid you not. Melchizedek University. I Am University. Is that stupid or is that hokey or what? Man, these people are dead serious. These festivals, don't be put off by the word festival as something that's, oh, funnel cakes going on and bouncing apples or something. No, it's not it at all. They sacrifice children. Totally evil behind the scenes. Family, in these Wesak festivals every year, you have about 5 or 6 fallen angels that are manifested there in these festivals. And they lead the group of their new initiates every year. It's very serious. They scrutinize who shows up. Mount Shasta, California. And Mount Shasta, California is a major convergence of ley lines. Thereby having portals to open is easier. By human sacrifice. By human sacrifice. Now, I'm going to tell you about this message from April 20th, 2014, but I feel in my heart to tell you the next step. Human sacrifice going all the way back to Nimrod, the Mayans, and all this. Human sacrifice releases the life force energy that they somehow absorb to manifest. Forest fires, massive, not only is a land grab, but also is a releasing of life force from the plants, the animals, the energy from death, destruction they cause. Shaman supernaturally caused a lot of these forest fires. It's not some silly camper. That's a lie they're telling you. This ferry that just went over this in Korea, that was a sacrifice of human beings on purpose. That was designed that way. All wars are designed for sacrifice. That's part of the purpose of wars. It's not just for money. It's for the sacrifice of human beings so they could absorb that energy. And that's why in 1945 it began with that phase. Now, I'll explain. When they manifest, they then can walk on this earth. Now, how they do it? By invocation, by sacrifice, by witchcraft, and so forth. Now, they've developed mankind, at least it appears they have, to a technological state where they have developed these things called colliders, Halogen colliders, where they can open up portals, apparently, without human sacrifice, kind of like just a doorway, to bring all their evil into this world. Once again, like before the days of Noah. Now, you think God's going to allow that? Heck far no. So we're close. That's the point. We are close. Now, here's how they're pulling people in. This website It says, listen to the Red Shaman and friends. Yep. And the title of this article, this is one of many, many articles, many different websites. I just one here. They include Jesus. As we think is Jesus. On this one part, they say, listen to the spirit world, Indians' last music. The title of the article is A Message of Love from Sat Germain. He's a finance boy. Sananda, Jesus, and Prime Creator. Indian in the machine, too. You got to be kidding me. See, Saint Germain, yes, beloved ones, the portal to ascension is indeed in your heart minds. Your attention to the harmonic ascension portal for all has focused your attention on your wish to be of service and your wish to ascend as soon as possible. This is success. And they just go on with the same nonsense. This ascension we're talking about is the age of Aquarius, where mankind will evolutionize into a supernatural being. Quote, although the preparation may have taken years to accomplish, creating in yourself the state of love, mindfulness, and deep awareness of your own thoughts, feelings, and actions, the moment when you ascend, and must be an effortless moment, is that that moment of complete peace and joy, when all is well, all is carefree, that you can release yourself to fly as naturally as a hawk on the wind. Now, don't that just sound fun? That's how they pull people in. Dangling that carrot out in front of them. Ascension. How am I going to accomplish it? See, they intermingle what happened to Enoch when God took him up, and Elijah, Jesus. They're tying it all in together. And then they're going to say, well, there's no tribulation and there's no judgment. Well, my question is, where'd they come from? And they go to all this love and all this and all that. Now, quote, there's great magic in a life and well lived. Only now, after the departure of the dark ones, are you all awakening to the great possibilities for happiness that exist all around you. You are newly discovering what children have always known, what elves and fairies do indeed exist. And the trees around you carry wisdom and the memory of Earth history in their combined consciousness. And I bet they smoke a lot of marijuana at these places. Now, they list the names of Saint Germain. This one says, I am Sananda, and I love you without end. Prime Creator, I can only applaud the eloquent words of my beloved messengers, Sananda and Saint Germain. Well, there's your two witnesses. Anyway, and I thank my dear channel, Catherine, whatever her name was. That's her channel. Family, they're telling you what they're doing right here. So what they do, the dialectic, Catherine May, oh yeah, channeled. What they do is they create the wars and the death and destruction. Then they offer you peace. After they've already murdered millions, they give you an offer of peace and make it look like the others did the bad thing. And that's what they're going to tell you coming up in disclosure. The bad aliens, the reptilians, the dark ones, etc., the Illuminati have been chased away. We're now in charge. We all can evolve into the next evolution of mankind. I'm getting pretty good at this, huh? And more garbage. Family, Jesus Christ is going to stomp on it like it's yesterday's meal. He's going to dump it. But before then, there will be punishment on this earth. Family, it's coming. It's coming. He's not going to let any bad deed go unpunished. Family, total judgment is coming upon this earth and each individual. If you take Jesus Christ as your Savior, that is the pathway out. There is no other way. Persecution is coming, though. But to fool us all, to fool those, is the counter. You know, this is why, oh, by the way, there's a phenomenon going on where the troops from Iraq and Afghanistan, coming back totally disillusioned, are heading toward India. And they're studying this stuff. Now, doesn't that make sense? They've been betrayed by their own commanders. Told to kill innocent people. By design now. That makes them totally disillusioned and confused. They come back. Yeah, they got post-traumatic stress. No kidding. But you have microchips in the pills they're being given, too, by the way. Look it up right now. FDA approves it. FDA approved microchips in pills. Well. So when they get back here, they take the money they've put away. And they say, the heck with this. We're out of here. Where are you going? I'm going to India, man, because that's what's happening. Tibet and India, they're taking hiatus there and studying the ancient mystery schools of love and consciousness and freedom and all that. But really what they're doing is digging themselves into a mud pit. They don't realize that because they know their leaders, the generals, the colonels, go to Catholic Church. They know that the Catholic Church has killed and murdered millions and millions and millions since 1200 AD to 1800 AD. Started every single war we've ever been in. Adam Weishaupt, Albert Pike, all of our presidents have been traitors, every single one, except for McKinley, Lincoln, and JFK. They all three have something in common. Garfield was just a bad actor, that's all. And they had to get rid of him. You all getting the picture here? This is way out there, but this is way out proven to. Now, I'm going to finish up here a little bit with the avatars. I may talk about more tomorrow, too. But I want to tell you something a little shocking, if you haven't already. You all understand how this, it's hard to understand totally how the supernatural, I've been studying it for a long time. Well, actually, right here, quote, they say, watch the signs of the times and be not discouraged over the immediate future. The appearance of the great Lord, I found this, Sanat Kumara, that's Satan, okay? The appearance of the great Lord, they call him, on the astral plane, oh, here we go, whether followed by his physical incarnation or not, will date from a certain Wesak festival in which a man-tram, known only to those attending the seventh initiation, will be pronounced by the Buddha, thus setting loose force and enabling his great brother to fulfill his mission. Hence, the gradual recognition of the Wesak festival as true significance in the Occident is desirable, an opportunity will be offered to all who are willing to place themselves in the line of this force. Yeah, to be possessed is what they're talking about. And they talk about overshadowing or possessions, what it talks about. And now, for example, our five-pointed star on the flags, the Star of David, all these symbols have meaning. Family, these symbols have power when brought into witchcraft. I know, stars and stripes, now you understand. And on the Muslim flags, it's the half moon and the star is Lucifer. Half moon is the moon god Allah, not God of the Bible by no stretched imagination. The Star of David is an occult hexagram that they use for human sacrifice and open up portals. Our own flag has 50 pentagrams. Pentagon, hello. Now, let me tell you how that works. For example, the Wesak Festival is the greatest step toward this achievement. As they're told, the great founders of all religions, The great founders of all religions are present at the Wesak Festival and Valley, chanting and performing the ceremonies, which will bring what they call cosmic energies into our world. Kid, demonic influence is what it is. The Tibetan masters, that's your Dalai Lamas. Oh, I'm sorry, the Dalai Lama, excuse me. The Tibetan masters says it's one of their Wesak festivals with the appearance, reappearance of the Christ will occur. The reappearance of the Sananda, Emmanuel. The reappearance of the fake Jesus. The reappearance of a demon. He will come and give us the new teaching of the new age. There is your re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. Actually, the symbolic rituals create a tremendous communication line. The rituals, human sacrifice, creates a tremendous communication line among humanity and between Christ and the center where the will of God is known. Where the second heaven and Satan is known is what it means. Now, quote, without going into great detail, we can say that different energies and frequencies, we're talking quantum physics here, are drawn and expressed by different formations. Quote, such formations act as magnets and transmitters. Family, does the pyramids at Gaza come into mind here? Hieroglyphics? Now you know. Quote, for example, the triangle or pyramid attracts different energy than the five-pointed star, and they each release energy received in the different levels or planes. These formations have various functions. They attract energy. They fuse energy together. They radiate them in proper channels to further the evolution of humanity. It caught me twice. They radiate them in proper channels to further the evolution of humanity. Now, all these forces were greatly accelerated after the year of 1975. That's when Shirley MacLaine, who was channeled, started speaking that nonsense about I am God. Now you know. The Tibetan master says that the Wesak 1975, a powerful energy will be released upon humanity. As a real result of this release, man will be able to break through the wall of his ignorance, the chains of his hatred and separateness. Now, what happened in 1975? I looked into it. What I found was, in 1975, when they came out with this new teaching that, you know, we are gods, it matches what Copeland, Joyce Myers, Oprah, all the others saying that we are gods in the making. Brazier, T.D. Jakes, Dollar, excuse me. All these, TBN, that we are gods. And guess who else believes that? Secret societies, Freemasons, Rosicrucian. You know how they get into people? Five methods. Incarnation, where you invoke them and come inside your body. By drugs, which is a release of the astral consciousness. It's release of the astral consciousness. Yeah. It's called numbing your consciousness so a demon can come inside you. That's what they're bringing the marijuana in for. Words of power, that's your invocation. Creation by speech, your method of the mental plane. Words, invocations. Counting down and all kinds of words used in opens up your portals. Intense desire. Let's call it what it is. Lust. Death. Causing death. Desire to hate. Desire to lust is what we're talking about here. And meditation. The method of Atmic plane, the sphere of spiritual will, meditation. That's yoga. Meditation, that's what it's all about. That's why you have Christian yoga. Because Satan wants to tap in to Christians to find out what God's up to, because he don't have discernment and wisdom. Y'all see the bigger picture going on here? Well, 1975, I found out. You thought I forgot, didn't you? In 1975, that was the third phase of bringing in the New Age movement by Colonel Michael Aquino. I found out in 1975, that rascal who walks on water at the Pentagon, he's the head of, founder of Set, Satan. He set up MK Ultra, pretty much. Works at your Pentagon. Man, it ain't my Pentagon. Well, 1975, it's known that Michael Aquino invoked what they call the Prince of Darkness in 1975 once and for all, for him to come into this realm to operate. His name is also Sanat Kumara. You might know him as Satan was invoked from the second heaven to the first. Here's what they did. The teaching of these phases was a preparatory phase, was the first phase. 1875 to 1890. 100 years before 1975, a century of preparation to bring you, the New Age movement, up close and personal to destroy the Catholic Church. Did you know that a Jesuit by the name of Teilhard de Chardin was the father of the New Age movement? He was a Jesuit, like Francis and Orsini and Dolfo Nicholas were all Jesuits. Chardin was the father of the New Age movement. And guess who the mother was? Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. Jordan Maxwell falls all over himself when he talks about Blavatsky. He salivates at the mouth. He has to wear a bib when he talks about her. You understand? Just like Adolf Hitler. He loved Blavatsky. Now y'all getting the connections here? The first phase was a preparatory phase given to Blavatsky, 1875 to 1890. And early 1891, they murdered her. Because when they're done with you, they kill you. You work for them, you die after. The first phase was 1875 to 1890, called the preparatory phase of the New Age movement, the Aquarian Age. Well, the second phase is called the intermediate level, given in 1919 to 1949 by Alice Bailey. Both of these were met by El Morya, Saint Germain, and Hilarion. I believe Dajwakul also came in to play here. These are all fallen angels that channeled them. Now you understand what I mean by channeling. Avatars. Alice Bailey died in 1949 when she finished. They murdered her too. And the third phase, it preparatory, 1875 to 1890, Blavatsky. Intermediate phase, 1919 to 1949, Alice Bailey. And the third phase, revelatory phase, emerged after 1975. And that was to be given on a worldwide scale by radio. That's when Michael Aquino invoked the Prince of Darkness in 1975. That's when it picked up steam. And now they're on the home stretch. And they ain't going to make it. They pushed toward the Hadron Collider as a portal to open up to let all the demons come into this world. That's what everybody's busy with all this other stuff. They're getting ready to fire that Hadron Collider up this next month. And then again next year. How do you deal with this when you see these fallen angels and get somebody acting out? You invoke the, you go against them in the name of Jesus Christ. That's your power. They've taken this away from the Bible, except for the King James. Matthew 17, 21. Howbeit, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. To use the word of name of Jesus against them. It's going to work. But you've got to be prepared. This is serious stuff. It's intense, but it's real. Now, I keep talking about avatars. On the home stretch on this one, I'm going to tell you what the avatars have been in our lives. The avatars, most of them are really easily recognized and known as Buddha or Christ, they call. And they affect the changing of mankind by bringing on some movement, some inspired leader, cultural, religion, policies, government, or education. They appear, light pours in, they say, the knowledge, and making their way clear. They emerge from a culture to change that culture when the time is right. Now, let's get specific. I have it documented that since the year 1400, there have been constant appearances of lesser avatars, and they're called forth in response to minor crises, national dilemmas and problems, and religious necessity. And they've taken the form of men and women, and they've championed successfully some truth or some right cause that changes human evolution. All these people have worked actively upon this physical plane and seldom received recognition for what they truly were, they say. Well, who are we talking about here? I will give you the ones they document. They pioneered the new territories of human achievement. Such one was Martin Luther in the 16th century. He was a Jesuit and an avatar working for the Illuminati to form up Protestantism to justify the Reformation and the attack against the Reformation. Order out of chaos. Martin Luther worked behind the scenes with the Vatican. Another was Columbus. Another was Shakespeare. And another was Leonardo da Vinci. It's only four who lived and thought that acted the conditioned after events of some field of human living. And still recognized as pioneering souls, avatars. That's what they were. You have four types. How about that? A racial avatar, evoked by the genius and destiny of a race. Guess who that was? A racial avatar in our day, in reality, was Lincoln and Bismarck in Germany. Those were listed in their textbook as avatars. And that's exactly what Lincoln did, the Emancipation Proclamation. He fulfilled his goal. He fulfilled his role. But he went against them. That's why they had to kill him. Now you know the real reason they assassinated Lincoln. They got the Masons and the Jesuits to do it. Another is a teaching avatar. They sound a new note in the realm of thought and consciousness. They reveal the next needed truth. Patanjali and Sankaracharya out of India. And other avatars were Plato, Aristotle, Michelangelo, Beethoven, Mozart. Oh. You see, when we sin, when humankind sins, the blood of the Spirit of God is in you. Correct? When you sin, when you do things bad, that little voice says, not supposed to be doing that now. You start feeling guilty, don't you? That is the Holy Spirit talking to you. You want supernatural? That's supernatural. If you don't feel guilty when you kill, murder, rape, or destroy, you better start worrying about where you're going to reside for the next eternity. But if you feel remorse, that's a good thing, because it's the Spirit of God talking to you. Now, when you start feeling guilty about stealing those pens, about raping, about murder, about adultery, or whatever line you're doing, you feel kind of bad because you gave that contract to this guy and he wasn't supposed to. He's a Freemason, and the other guy wasn't. Too bad, so sad. Okay, and you feel kind of guilty about it. Oh, man, well, just go back and listen to Mozart and feel a whole lot better, because that frequency calms you down, and you forget all about your worries. Oh, I feel better already. Now you know the rest of the story, how it really works. When that conviction is coming from the Holy Spirit to you, you feel guilty. When you renounce it, you do the right thing. You say, you know, I'm canceling this. Now, you may lose your job, you know, but you do the right thing. God's going to reward you by taking that burden off your back, and you feel a whole lot better, and it's more lasting. Because one lie begets another, and you just dig yourself deeper and fall deeper in the sand. So no problem. You go listen to Mozart, Beethoven, rock and roll, whatever. Do a good deed or something, make yourself feel better, but doesn't repent for that sin and doesn't change a thing. Now you see why the influence of music is frequency. The frequency affects your body, gives you pleasure, like sugar, like sweets or whatever. Your body is made of frequencies. And the frequency vibration affects your emotions. Now you see how it works? Harmony, beauty, and the arts. Isn't that clever? And so you have Michelangelo, who I've known and confirmed today earlier, but I've known also that Michelangelo was in league with the Medici family. Medici are Italian Illuminati, and Medici family. Medici's are not Jews, okay? The Jew, Medici, I wouldn't call them Jews if I were you. You'll end up like, what's his name? In the bottom of a cement pond. A Medici, you Jews, you're going to die. You're just going to disappear. Medici's are Roman Catholic and Luciferian. They're not Jew among them. They're Italian Illuminati, German, Italians. The real Illuminati. Michelangelo, his paintings were based on control of thoughts of man about God. Look at his paintings. He paints God as a half-dressed old man in white hair like Santa Claus that just got up out of bed or something or another. That's not God that I worship. It's not the God I know. My God's much bigger than that. He humanizes God in his paintings. Mocks God. And we give him praise. You see how it works? Avatars all through our history. Teaching avatars. Plato. Aristotle. A ray avatar. Beings who come forth at relatively long intervals. When a ray, that's a teaching, is come into manifestation, order or ritual is brought into play. Teaching. And transmitting avatars, number four. Racial, teaching, ray avatars, and transmitting avatars. Now, these are the greatest. Of these avatars, the Buddha and the Christ are examples of these. It's when humanity needs the expression of a new truth or expansion of an old one. I'd say that the re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church from Christianity to the New Age is quite pretty much a new truth. And the Christ is Sanand Emmanuel. Those are avatars, family. And some of your children that are star children, they call them, those parents have made deals outside the normal realm to where you have a 5-year-old playing a concerto. A 9-year-old is a quantum physics. This isn't just natural, family. Y'all see what's going on? And this is increasing exponentially. And so what they're talking about bringing your children in a test tube, and you can pick and choose. They're not kidding. You're picking and choosing bodies for these fallen angels and demons to take control of, because, see, they're still angry with God because he killed their offspring and their transfer of world domination at the flood. They had to watch their children die. So what they're doing, they're returning the favor from their point of view by killing off God's children and causing God's children to eat their own through some of the food at McDonald's, hamburger, and all kinds of places. I'm going to stop there about that one because that's a little much for people to understand. Do you understand how far this cannibalism goes? You have no idea. And the vaccinations, it's got fetal material in it. Diet Cokes, look it up. It's got fetal material, fetuses. The lawsuit's already going on. It's been gone. Coke, Pepsi, Diet, look it up, the lawsuit about having fetuses inside. Family, it's not sensational. This is what happened. It goes much deeper than this. It's always been the fallen angels to get back at God by showing they can do the same thing he did to their children, he's going to do to us. This is what's going on today, family. I don't know if you all understand the impact of what I'm talking about. This is what's happening. It's them getting back at God for them killing their children. With all the wars, the disease, having us fight and kill each other. And then, because we're tired of fighting and killing each other, to make us all one come together under the control of Lucifer. You don't think God's not going to judge this world? You got to be kidding me. And these Bagleys and all these other, and Hagees and all this talking about blood moons, and we got red rivers in Pakistan. We're in the tribulation now. It's a bunch of nonsense, man. It's an abomination of the scripture of the word. We're not even in the first seal yet. You'll know in your first seal. It'll be Nasara. It'll be some kind of placating or paying off debt and all this sort of thing to pull you in. Now, this is only Tuesday. So tomorrow I'm going to talk about some news and show you how has come into your news today. Everything I'm talking about is listed in the news. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. The coming world crisis, part one. We've got about 20 minutes to go. In part two, I want to continue what I'm talking about today, because I seem to have people interested in this. Because it's getting ready to bust out. Now, a new world order has been planned going all the way back to Nimrod, Alexander, Napoleon, every generation, Hitler, every generation had its Antichrist set up, but Satan doesn't know when. In the mid-1980s, Forty years after the one in 1943 that was involving Hitler, FDR, Stalin, Churchill, all of them are cousins. Did you know that? And Queen Elizabeth II was a plan to bring a new world order. They even had a map of the world, 10 regions. It failed to happen. But they tested each generation, and they felt that such an effort that would be resisted. So it didn't have it. They tried to think about it in 1985 and 87. Again in 1999. The big plan was 1999. Now there's no way of anybody knowing exactly how the final pieces of this puzzle will fall into place. Only God knows. And he ain't telling. He gives us signs of the times. Matthew 24 and 25. But you only know from scripture that at some point there is going to be a one world government. It will become a brief reality of our lives. all these wars and rumors of wars. It's going by the book. It's preparing you for this coming world crisis. I've already spoken about it. It's set up by Adam Weishaupt, May the 1st, 1776. It's the very same one. John Robison wrote in the 1700s, Proofs of Conspiracy, 1798. George Washington pulled away from Freemasons. He was not a good Freemason. He pulled away from them. He didn't trust the ambitions of the Fabian Society. He turned down many offers to become head of a lodge. He was introduced by Reverend Snyder to John Robison, who wrote Proofs of Conspiracy. He's an honest Freemason. And George Washington died the year later, 1799. A possibility exists that the new order, this coming world crisis, will be achieved in stages. And the United States leading the nations into a loosely knit world federation under empowered United Nations is an idea. But right now they're trying to shoot down the United States to make us the Great Babylon. They've used us, as proven by Major General Smedley D. Butler. In 1932, he wrote War's a Racket. They've used us, lied about fighting for liberty, and used us to collect debt, establish land for the military-industrial complex, and to kill, murder, and destroy, and us thinking we're doing the right thing. That pains me to say that, but it's a fact. Sinking of the Maine was a false flag. Lusitania, it was a false flag set up by J.P. Morgan and Churchill. Both of them are murderers, as is FDR. Later on, J.P. Morgan with FDR, Japanese elite, planned Pearl Harbor, 1923-24 to 1927. They planned Pearl Harbor as a false flag. This is the reality, and it's been that way ever since. They planned the world government in 1943. It didn't happen. Either way you look at it, this coming world crisis, a world government will be finally formed. The Antichrist will be revealed, the real one, whether it's Raj Patel or whoever. And he and his world system will be destroyed by Jesus Christ at the second coming. That's the bottom line. And you know, the nations will embrace the system of global government because they're tired of fighting each other. But they've got a reason to do so. What reason would they do? Humanity, convinced that a world peace that's permanent could not be obtained without the creation of a powerful world authority, and that would be capable of protecting countries from one another. And they will sacrifice the current world system, world order, seeing no alternative. It's what they're going to do. First, they must show you the worthlessness of all governments. That's in their planning. And that's what they're doing. Showing you how worthless the governments are. Now, they kept that secret. Now they're not in secret. That's an indicator for me right there, that we're right on the cusp of this thing. Now, they've already had two world wars. It was planned before 1871, when exactly as planned by Albert Pike. It was fought in the 20th century. And the aggressive power was used to ignite a crisis that drew the rest of the world into it. After each war, a supranational organization was established to promote world peace. First, it was under Woodrow Wilson, the League of Nations, laid the groundwork for the United Nations. Every generation. And instead of backing down, each level led to the next step of a world government. They learned from their mistakes and kept planning ahead. See, the League of Nations failed because it didn't include the United States. However, the United Nations was formed. It consisted of 159 nations and almost every country in the world. And the infrastructure was encompassing, including the World Court. Today, they have the Earth Constitution. I should give you some warm fuzzies. You got the UN peacekeeping forces, the specialized organizations from International Monetary Fund to the World Bank, UNESCO, UNICEF. All this is connected. And so what's planned in 1871 was a Third World War. That Third World War is between political Zionism and Islam. Not Russia. Russia might be an assistant, but that's about it. It'll be the Middle East taking the control. Turkey. From the north. Now, these insiders will probably initiate some kind of world crisis of some nature. And they would do that if they sense from testing that the general public will not accept New World Order. How's the best way to control people in time of control a culture of people? Carnegie Peace Foundation discussed this in 1909. About a year, they determined the only way and the best way to control a group of people was by war. So then how do we start one? That's what started World War I. And you know, the mere threat of a major world conflict actually could be enough to scare the public into accepting such a change, especially when it coupled with the existing problems of world hunger and global debt and panic over the environment. You got their attention. And world debt would be taken care of by Nasera, but it'd be a fraud. Now, everybody knows now in our past, in America's past, wars have been effective in our lives in advancing the cause of world government. Could we work for the Vatican? Fact is, major changes occur more easily during times of crisis. That's why they create them. It brings in Syria. Now, how far they're going to go in this world war, it's hard to say, really. Because they got to have some kind of crisis before the first seal, so people will desire to have the first seal. And they'll settle the fears of having world destroyed and all that sort of thing. Now, this coming world crisis could be kicked off by a number of ways. A number of schemes could occur. A crash of the market. A nuclear explosion going off. Dams exploding or something, or San Andreas Fault, San Madrid Fault. You got to have something to happen that's going to bring people together and want peace. Got to bring us to some kind of nuclear, I don't know, war or something. And then the fallen angels, the good ones, step in to save the day, run away the bad guys, and we're here to save you. It's going to be a line itself. They got to have something to initiate it. So be looking for that in this coming world crisis. I'll tell you one thing. When you get studying this stuff, you got to be careful because you get so caught up in it and so enthused about, wow, I didn't know that. Wow, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that either. You want to tell people about it. You get so caught up in it that you forget about Jesus Christ. You start losing your faith. I got maps right here that talks about the regionalization of the whole world system. It goes back to the 1940s. Nixon, old boy Nixon, set up the dissolution of the United States in 1972, February to be exact, the 12th, 1972, when he signed the executive order 11647. 11647, 11731, and the executive order 11495 made Nixon complete dictator when he was planning his military coup. 1972 to 1974. Well, after all, his cousin, FDR, you heard me right, was planning a military dictatorship in 1941, 42, 43. I got a direct quote from FDR. You won't find that in the history books either. Now, I'd passed word at one time about how they're going to eliminate prisons. That's part of the New Age movement. And they're going to use felons as law enforcement and national police, right? That's what Hitler planned on doing. He's brought over here in 1945, 46. He lived and died till about 1965, 66. He brought all his 10,000 Nazis over with him. Now, I had said that one of his programs, as documented, is that he would use felons to be national police. In the chaos that's coming, there'll be a reorganization of law enforcement in the United States. Former felons will take control of the national police, 175,000 to 200,000 former felons. So that means they got to what? Train them, make them multilingual, Christian identity program, they're trained, ADL. So they got to release them. And also the New Age movement, the premise is no death penalty. You live, you do bad things, you learn by karma, and what else is it? What goes around comes around, blah, blah, blah. That's not it at all. But that's what they're teaching. And watch this. I got an article today, recently, today, that's pretty recent. Hundreds of U.S. inmates sentenced to death are innocent, researchers say. Oops, there you go. Those of you who've been following me all these years, that's what we've been waiting for. It's happening. They're going to release all felons. They're going to eliminate the death penalty. And see, the laws will be completely changed to go to the New Age movement. There's no crimes. When you commit a crime against human nature, against man, against, you know, there's no law to support the Bible, you've got complete anarchy. When that happens, oh, man, God's going to step away. And let me tell you something. When God pulls his spirit back, when he lifts that protective hedge just an inch, it's like water rushing in. Satan tries to find a crack in the armor. All right, there it is. Yep. Hundreds of U.S. inmates sentenced to death are innocent. How come they're just now saying it? I think there's a timing issue going on here. Then you had another mind control experiment. FedEx worker wounds six in Georgia and then kills himself. Those are my regular listeners. How many times have we went over this? dozens of times now. This is how they do it. And also an article came out. The feds want to scour the net and the media for hate speech. Now, I played you all that thing about Rick Joyner saying that he prayed for a military takeover. You know the hate speech you're talking about? When you preach the gospel. That's what it really boils down to. Boy, they are closing the gap, I'd say, in a big way. Family, we're at the end of the program. I want to remind you all, I'm going to talk more tomorrow about the coming world crisis. And I'm going to talk to some folks about today to find out what more you want me to cover about these avatar things, because they are coming up now. They're going to start appearing on the world stage. I'm not just telling you some supernatural whiz-bang nonsense. I'm telling you what they're getting ready to do shortly. You're going to see avatars appearing. That's disclosure. Sananda Manuel, Saint Germain, El Moria, the same ones that worked with Helena Blavatsky. You're going to see them. I want to remind you that we are played a simulcast. We're played randomly at highportradio.net. John Kirkler, he's put up three towers and hoping to expand, and he's up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Highpointradio.net and KBLU Radio. We're also played there, simulcast. Archives, we're played. KBLU Radio and Revelation Radio Network on Monday nights. Can be accessed through my website as well, from 9 to 11 Monday nights. Revolution Radio. Family, thank you all for coming by. We're at the end of the program. And I think it's already off TalkStream Live. But it's still recorded, so you can get it on archives. Oh, Rand Paul and Sarah Palin, 2016. Oh, Sarah Palin. Quote, if I were president, waterboarding is how I would baptize terrorists. Family, she's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Christian? I don't think so. Right there, slam dunk. Rand Paul, Sarah Palin, 2016. Hillary Clinton, Wesley Powderpuff Clark, 2016. To what next? Y'all have a good night. Know that Jesus won on the cross of Calvary. Our time is getting short. Pray, fast, get right with God. But time is at hand. And that's what I talk about. This is what's coming. So y'all have a good night. And I'll see y'all tonight. Bible study, 7:30 to 9 for those who want to show up. And we just hit the ground running. God bless. Good night. And this is a Watchman signing off.
And it had a look into his eyes. The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted.
signing off, and the station will continue on 24-hour broadcasting as soon as I click off. And I'm clicking off. Good night. God bless.